Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From the newsroom to the nursery, we're juggling a demanding career on live TV with the demands of motherhood. I'm Katie.
And I'm Karen.
They are Anchor Moms.
Hi. Welcome to another episode of the Anchor Moms. We were going to talk about Mother's Day.
But then we realized we missed Mother's Day.
We missed. Which, like, if that's not like hashtag mom's life, I don't know what is. In other words, like, we're recording this before Mother's Day and we realize that it drops after Mother's Day. And it's like, I hope our husbands are paying attention to one Mother's Day.
No, not at all.
They're not.
But we do hope that you all had a wonderful Mother's Day.
We hope
Day.
Mother's Day was fabulous and you got all relaxing. The things that you wanted in this life.
For one day. Before it turns back to
your real life.
The opposite of Mother's Day. Yeah. I don't know what to say. We're having a little, before we hit record, we were having a discussion about the fact that I think that our cleaning lady, who is Katie's cleaning lady and my cleaning lady, is quietly quitting us, and I don't know what to do, and I'm very, very upset about it.
And I actually think that she is, like, now that I've heard the story, she is quietly quitting us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that she, I mean, every time she comes to clean our house, I apologize profusely, and I'm like, reminder, we have four little kids and a dog. I don't, you know, we do the best we can, you know, I don't know what to say. And she always says it's okay and like, oh, I've got worse houses. But like,
oh,
of course she's going to say
like
that.
It's like our house.
No, your house is very
Katie's.
Clean. No, yeah. Your house is very clean. But, you know, she would not be like, yep, yours is the worst.
Right.
Like, clearly she's not going to say that. But she, you know, usually I say, hey, can you come this week? And she, yes or no, I'll come the next week if I can't. There's been multiple text messages, multiple suggestions of dates. Finally, I said, we'll take anything. Like, when's your next available?
And she was like, none.
And she was like, I don't have anything.
How about 2024?
Yeah, like, which basically means I just really don't want to come clean your house anymore.
Well, and this
I mean, I don't blame her.
No, I don't actually, in all seriousness, I do not think this has anything to do with your house. I think she's probably... I think
she's still cleaning your house.
Well,
which is
this is what's
cleaner.
Awkward, Anchor Mom listeners. Tell me if this. You have to tell us if this has like happened in your life. So, I feel like first we need to say that this is like total first world problems. The fact that we have a cleaning lady. So
yes,
let's like just
agreed,
let's agreed. Just like get that, you know, out there right there. Let's clear the air. Fine. Okay. So we have a cleaning lady. Our cleaning lady quit. In 2020.
Another, a different one.
Yeah, a different cleaning lady. And I like, I need to have a cleaning lady. It's a necessity of my life. And I had texted you like, hey, who's your cleaning lady? So you hooked me up with her. She's awesome.
She's great until she quits you.
Right. Yeah. And so this is what's awkward is she
now
was,
you have her.
I didn't want to tell you this. Karen, we're recording this on a Tuesday. She texted me on like Monday morning and she was like, I think the cleaning lady is quietly quitting me. And I was like, well, shoot, she's at my house right now.
Oh, she was there as she was quitting me whilst cleaning your house?
She might have been quiet.
Wow.
But so here's the thing. It's like now I'm on like the edge of my seat because I'm just so worried that I'm going to get like the quiet quit.
No, I think if you're scheduled in, maybe, I don't know. That's funny. So she's cleaning your already tidy house, thinking about trying to clean my mess of a house and is like, nope, you're done, Karen. Cutting you out.
Yeah, what a, like, weird conundrum. And she knows we're friends.
Yes.
Like, she knows
yes.
that
I mean,
we
she
are.
Knows I told you to use her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. The funniest part was after I told Gregory that, I'm like, I think we're being quietly quitted from our cleaning lady. And he said, well, what do we do? And I'm like, he's like, you need to find a new one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'll get on it. I'll put it at, like, the bottom of, like, 50-page to-do list. And then I'm like, well, I mean, I guess in the meantime, we just need to, like, clean more. And he was like, it was like you would have thought that COVID hit again.
Yeah.
He was like, what? I don't have, I can't do it. I can't clean. I can't, when am I going to clean? I can't clean. What? I'm like, oh, okay, let's simmer. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, we you know, we're just going to have to, like, you know, maybe at night after the kids go to bed. Like,
oh,
we just, like,
my
take
gosh,
a couple hours to clean the house. I don't know what else to do. What do we do?
I know. Yeah. I mean, I know. I know.
Things that
this is like it's real tragic. I won't lie to you. As you were I was nervous all day. I'm not home when this lovely cleaning lady comes to clean. But all day I was like very nervous that I was about to get a text. Like I was like, that could be a real day ruiner right there.
Yeah.
And it's hard. I mean, in this like economy and climate, by the way, I think it's really hard. As I'm saying this, I'm sorry. I don't know why I said that.
What are you going to say? This economy and climate what?
I think it's hard to get a cleaning lady.
Oh, my goodness.
I know I'm not helping you. I'm sorry.
No,
I mean,
thanks,
you want me, Brian and I will come over and clean.
I mean,
it's like your finder's fee.
I might have to, like, you know, call on my friends to be like, can someone bring their...
like, crowdsource?
Can someone please come and, like, wipe down our bathroom, please?
Hey, do you want me, like, River needs to make some money. Do you want me to, like,
send
her over?
Send your children. Like, maybe that's what I should do. Have all of, like, our older, you know, our friends with older kids, like, have them come over and pay them, like, you know.
I mean, I don't know what the quality of work is going to be, but.
I mean, or I could just.
Clean.
Dare I say, clean my own house like most people do, but I just simply don't know that I have time for it.
Okay, well, keep us posted on that real conundrum. Let us know what happens there. You know, maybe for Mother's Day, Greg could. This could be like a late Mother's Day present. He'll clean the house. That's cheap.
I was gonna say, find someone.
Oh no!
But he would not do either of those things, I don't think. So yeah, hard pass.
Poor Greg. You know he listens.
Well, I mean, he knows. I love him very much,
fast
but I don't
forward,
think he's like
Greg.
The house cleaner type person.
I understand. It happens.
Okay.
Let's move on. Our first article. This is from CBS News, but if you've been on social media, I would say in the last like month or so, past couple of weeks, you've heard this story because I feel like it's been all over Instagram and Facebook. This is a professional baseball player. His name is Anthony. Dare I say it? I'm not sure if it's pronounced Bass or Bass. What do you think?
Bass? I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
All the sports people out there listening, sorry.
I know, sorry. He is an MLB player. He does play for the Blue Jays. He is a pitcher. Anyway, he sent a tweet.
This blew my mind.
Yeah, he tweeted about an incident involving his 5-month pregnant wife, Sydney, who is traveling with their 5-year-old and 2-year-old daughters. In a tweet, he said, a United flight attendant made her, quote, get on her hands and knees to pick up the popcorn mess by his youngest daughter. And he wrote, are you kidding me? !! And people had a lot of things to say about it. It's interesting. You know, he's like the point of this tweet, right, is that he's calling out United Airlines, right? Mm-hmm. He's mad.
For the flight attendant making his wife
clean up popcorn that her kid had spilled.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, I will say this. I thought this was interesting. I don't know if this, like, changes the way you think about it. The popcorn was provided on the plane. Like, it wasn't something
that
they...
It was a snack.
Right. It wasn't something they brought on the plane. So I don't know if that matters. It's interesting. His sister-in-law, who is also someone famous, basically... tweeted the same thing, like, with, you know, a little bit more detail, but she was mad as well, saying way to go United in her tweet.
You ready for my hot take on this?
I feel like, okay, yeah, go.
I think this whole entire thing is made up.
You don't think this happened?
I think this is fake news.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because
we didn't even know who Anthony Bass was before
this.
I'm
sure this guy exists, but I cannot imagine this happening in real life. And also, it said that the flight attendant told the mom, quote, the captain wants you to pick up every drop.
I thought that was weird, too. Like first the captain. My plane. Sir, are you worried about popcorn?
How in the world would the captain know that there was popcorn spilled on a plane?
Maybe that was just her, like, power move. If, if it's coming from the captain.
And also, why would you say pick up every drop when it's popcorn?
You're worried about the semantics?
No, I just, I think it's, like, all made up. I think it's, like, one of those publicity stunts. I think it's all made up. I don't think it really happened.
Wow.
It's just my take.
Take it or leave it. You know, it's funny. One of the things I forgot I wanted to look up when I assigned this article is, like, has United said anything or commented about it?
They said in the article they hadn't. They reached out and they didn't.
Well, and I just was wondering if this – because this is – so since – this has been a little bit. This has been –
A couple of weeks.
Yeah, a couple of weeks. So I just was curious. You know, this is the thing. I believe it happened. And to some, did it happen exactly as she says it happens? Who knows? I believe it probably happened. Honestly, if you've flown recently, like, I'm sorry. I love you, airlines, but they can be very mean. They can be very mean. And I think, honestly, one of the reasons they can be very mean is because they take a lot of crap from people. I think people, passengers, especially, like, post-pandemic, have been real jerks. And so I think flight attendants are, like, kind of fed up with people. This is what I would say is, Anthony Bass / Bass, like, I wouldn't, like, don't push send. I wouldn't tweet about it. Like, if you're really that angry, like,
call
United Airlines, like, file a complaint. Like, what is this going to do except for put
because
United?
Because it's fake news.
I don't think this is fake news.
I think it is.
Like, you just can't imagine this scenario happening.
No, I don't. And if it did, I think there's a lot more to the story. I
mean, well, there's always, like, two sides to every story.
But obviously this is, like, famous people. Like, I don't know. I just don't think it really happened. But that's just my
I just – if I were him, I just don't know what – I think you were in a fit of anger and rage. Yeah. And you, like, wanted to defend, you know, defend your, like, kids and your wife. And I just am kind of like, you know what? I just don't know what you thought to achieve with this.
Right.
You know, and I guess, like
putting United on blast.
But, like, they're, like, a $1 billion company and they're like, sorry.
Yeah. I think because maybe they think they're famous and they can.
Yeah. So he and his wife both tweeted or Instagrammed a picture of their, like, daughter, like, eating a bag of popcorn, by the way, like, after this whole incident. And I kind of wonder if he sort of regrets. I mean, we've all been there, like, in a fit of anger, you think about, like, tweeting somebody or Instagramming somebody. But I feel like in my limited, like, experience and being in the public eye, I hope I always resist the urge because I think it's, like, a real – I just don't think – it's, like, a no-win situation for anybody. Yeah, yeah. But I will say this, like, yeah, I mean, I don't know whose responsibility it is to clean up after your kid, but certainly if that's the way that flight attendant phrased it, I would probably come up with a better way, and I don't know that I would let, like, a visibly pregnant woman get down on her hands and knees to clean up popcorn.
Yeah, no.
You know? No. That's just, like, a no.
Yeah.
No for me. Yeah.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Mom's the word.
Okay, so I have a mom's, and you know me, almost all my moms are just, like, kid-oriented.
Kid-centric.
Well, not even just kid-centric, but, like, how do I find activities for my kid to do to keep them occupied for the most time possible? So this is a, I don't know, have you ever seen this? I got it on Amazon. It was $10, but it's called Scratch Paper Art.
Is this where you scratch things off with, like, a little pencil?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's, like, a black sheet of paper that has whatever sort of, like, film thing on it. And underneath is, like, multiple, like...
Rainbow colors.
Rainbow colors. And you use this little, like, basically, like, little...
Stencil.
Yeah, you can use stencils, but also, like, just a little sharp object to scratch it off. You can write your name.
It's like a little wooden pencil or whatever.
Anyway... I cannot tell you how long this entertains my children.
Yeah, River really likes them too.
It's so bizarre to me that I'm like, it's basically just the opposite of, like, you drawing on a piece of paper. Yeah. But for some reason, it's, like, so much cooler to them. I mean, I don't even know how many of the 50 sheets they've already been through, but it takes up endless hours.
Yeah.
And they do it quietly by themselves.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a win-win. Anyway, so you can get like this little pack with 50 sheets of paper, the stencils, a little wooden tool thing.
Yep.
$10 on Amazon. So we'll post the link in the show notes.
River got this for her birthday last year from one of the kids in her class. And I was like, what is this? And like, they're awesome. This is like the disclaimer I will say, though, is I can't stand all that black dust that they create. Like, it's like, you know, when you're scratching like a lottery ticket, it's like that kind, you know, that like, I don't know, whatever that is.
So this is why our cleaning lady quit us. I didn't even notice there was one dust associated with
it. So have them do it on the counter or somewhere that's easy to clean.
Or come to my house where just go there's to Karen's. Just so I would do much it on the couch. Black dust everywhere.
Yeah, I would do it on the couch, matter. Like do it wherever at Karen's house.
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
Okay.
And it'll get cleaned up in a year when I find a new cleaning lady.
Keep us posted on that.
Okay, the next article. This is a big one. A woman shares how her mom friend's death changed her view on asking for help. This is from GMA. This is interesting. So it like didn't go where I thought the headline was going to go with the story. But this woman is named Allison Rosen. Her best friend died 2 years ago. She left behind 3 kids husband, of course. And so the friend does this TikTok video that's now been viewed like 450,000 times, kind of just reflecting on her friend's death the past couple of years since that. And all the main messages, all of the roles that she filled and how big of an impact it is when you lose a mom, a friend, a mom. She said that after the woman's death, the husband hired a landscaper, a house cleaner, 2 babysitters, and endless like neighbors and friends and family have all pitched in. And she just kind of, that really resonated with me. Like one woman passes away and it takes, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like, you know,
a host of people,
basically 10 people to fill that role and help this poor husband and his kids like just get along day to day. And she's basically, her point is like, you know, it used to be a, you know, you called on your village. Well, now you have to hire that village.
I know.
And that costs a lot of money. And anyway, it's kind of an interesting reflection, I think, and a take on how, obviously, this poor, heartbreaking woman's death. She died of cancer, by the way. But then this friend is just like, you know, I'm left without this really great friend. This poor husband is left without a wife. These kids are left without a mother. And there are so many roles that she played that now have to be filled. I don't know. It was hard to read, but it was also just kind of like that really heavy reminder of how much we do and how many people we impact.
Yeah. I was like reading, because sometimes I think like, you know, and I think our husbands and our partners have the same exact stuff. Like I know Brian does for sure because he handles like a lot of our finances and like, all, you know, so there'll be stuff like he's like, I need you to meet me at the bank. I need you to sign this check, blah, blah. And I don't even ask. I'm like, okay. Here.
Yeah.
That just happened yesterday. He's like, meet me at the bank. And I need you to. And I was like, I didn't know. I was like, I don't even know what it was. Like, you could have just, like, taken out our whole life savings and I wouldn't even, like, know.
No idea.
Because I was like, whatever. But so this weekend, like River was, like, getting up and, like, Brian, I let him sleep in. He had surgery. That's a whole nother podcast. But anyway, so I was letting him sleep in and, like, River was, like, changing out of her pajamas and I saw the state of her drawers and I was like, oh, my Lord. It's like 6 a.m. and I was like, these drawers need to be like cleaned out right now. Like there's like, you know, 3 tees still in there. Like, and so like literally at 6:30 a.m. I was like going through all these drawers and like putting them like in a bag. Like this one we'll take to like Goodwill and this one we'll do blah, blah, blah. And then I was done. I was like, when I die or if I die, who will do this? It wasn't like Brian got up and I was like, so listen, I just organized River's clothes. She had like some 3 tees still in there and I put her pants on the bottom because now we're getting into blah, blah, blah. Like, who's going to do that? Who will do that? You know, because like it wasn't even something I haven't even talked. It hasn't even come out of my mouth until right now, like 3 days later. I'm like, oh, yeah. Did you know? Like, hey, like.
Just so you know. Yeah.
Just so you know. You know. So, yeah, it's like all those. And that's not even talking about things that, like, actually need to happen, like grocery shopping, the grass needs to be mowed, like, all those things, you know?
Right.
Yeah. It's exhausting. It's a lot. Mm-hmm. It's a lot.
And I just feel like this poor husband who has to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know what, though? Good for him for being like, all right, listen, like, I'm going to make.
These are the people we need.
No, yeah. I'm going to make this work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously the other thing is like, this is what we're not saying, is this is like, if you're able to do all of that and hire all these people, that comes from like a place of privilege. Like,
right,
and I think
right,
they even,
right.
she even talks about she that does, article. Yeah. Like, I mean, and she not everybody can hire,
afford to hire a
yeah,
village.
Not yeah. everybody. Yeah. Like, some people are out of luck. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's very sobering, if you will.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, here's something that's sobering. Tupperware is like going out of business.
I don't think that was... I didn't get that takeaway necessarily.
Well, okay, so this is from CNN, and it's Tupperware is still popular. It's an opinion piece. If you've been watching the news over the past couple of weeks, you know that Tupperware... is like basically the future of Tupperware is like very much up in the air. And so
I didn't realize that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Why?
Like their shares are down. I mean, for a whole host of reasons that this article doesn't talk about, but I did like as I was reading it, I was like, wait, what's the deal? It's like, so it's cheaper to buy like the grocery store brand, like the you know, Tupperware is a brand, but a lot of people just call all the like plastic stuff
okay.
like
so you're
in their
about,
cupboard.
Like, legit Tupperware.
Yeah. Like, okay. legit branded Tupperware, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's cheaper just to go to the local grocery store and, like, pick up the generic Tupperware.
Right.
Fewer people are, like, having picnics and traveling where you need Tupperware, right?
Well, there's like, also, like, way more to-go container options these days, right, than
correct.
There used to be.
Correct.
The article talked – I didn't realize – did you know when – Tupperware
Well, I knew
began.
It after the article.
1947. Maybe 47. I wrote down 46. Regardless. The 1940s.
77 years. Oh, yeah, it is 1946. You're right. Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. Also, so this article in particular talks about how the title is, I Wish I Still Had My Mom's Tupperware,
yeah.
and how she is envious of the people who have their mom's Tupperware that's like the original, sturdy, like
yeah.
hardcore... heavy-duty Tupperware.
And it's, like, vintage. Like, you'll see
yeah.
it if
and it's
you
cute.
Watch
it's cute.
Certain shows. It talks about how there's, like, a whole market for, like, people who are producing, like, 1950s and 60s TV shows that they will, like, like on
it's
eBay.
It's in, like, Marvelous Miss Maisel,
yes.
if you watch that.
Yes,
there
which
was
I
a
do.
Tupperware party.
I did.
Yeah.
She did, yeah. She Midge had a Tupperware party, and it was, like, this beautiful, like, pastel colors. This like brought me right back when I was like a kid, we would always have, my mom came over from a really big family. We'd always have these family reunions and everybody brought like all these like Tupperwares or like potlucks. Do people do potlucks
yeah.
anymore?
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't like potlucks?
Well, I don't know.
Exactly. I don't think they do them anymore because I think they're kind of like out of vogue. People
don't
are
like
I don't want to like, let's just order it. Let's just get it like,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
let's
cater.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. Or like, let's just like Grubhub, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like
yeah,
Uber
yeah.
Eats. Like,
yeah.
no, we don't need to. Yeah, I think, like, people used to have, like, big family reunions and, you know, like I said, like, go on picnics and that kind of stuff. And Tupperware used to be a thing. And I will say this, like, Brian, we are slowly phasing out all of the plastic receptacles, like, food receptacles at our house because Brian is, like, adamant that it's, like, causing cancer. Like, food sitting in plastics in the fridge is, like, bad for you. So now, like, everything is becoming glass.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's, like,
part of
it,
too. I do love glass.
Too.
And then you can reheat it right there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I don't know if that's, like, part of it, too. I don't know. Maybe Tupperware has a glass
so
line. I don't know.
So much Tupperware in our house.
Like, real
so
Tupperware?
Much. No. No. Fake
yeah.
Tupperware. I never, like, reading this article, my mom never had, like, the real Tupperware.
We had the real Tupperware.
I don't think. If she did, I don't remember it. But I can agree because sometimes the flimsy stuff, like, just doesn't cut it.
Yeah. You have to throw it. I mean, again, it's, like, single-use plastic.
Yeah.
Like, after like 6 months, you're like, I gotta throw this away because it's like, you know, it's not good anymore.
It's also like the one drawer that we let Sam get into in our cabinet, and so all of our Tupperware is like a hot mess. Like, who knows if the lids match the.
But isn't it funny? It talks about too in this article, like the fact that you call it Tupperware, like Tupperware, like any. I guess, like, I don't know what to even call it, because it's not necessarily disposable. Like, what is
it? It's like Kleenex, when you call a tissue a Kleenex. And
Yeah. I mean, that's how ingrained Tupperware is in our, like, minds and generation. And now they're, like, they might be no more.
Interesting. Well, the loose term Tupperware, in terms of, like, plastic containers, let me tell you how much we use those puppies.
Yeah.
I mean, I have so much of it, and we use it all the time when I can find things that match that Sam has,
Again, that's also
like,
some
because
part of
it's article, something like the one cabinet he can get into. Look, I will find Tupperware lids like in a purse, like under the sheets of my bed. Like, who knows where that toddler puts the Tupperware that he finds
Never
in that
find
cabinet?
It.
And it's impossible to find a match. But yeah, interesting.
Yeah, Tupperware.
No idea.
Like, you don't really think about it.
Now I do.
Now you.
Now
will.
I'm worried about it.
Now, okay, don't be worried.
Do you have a win for us?
Win of the week.
So I had mentioned my poor husband tore his bicep a couple of weeks ago.
How is this a win?
Oh, just wait. Okay. Just wait.
This is one like, of my wins.
This is like a
Karen
Zaklak. You're like, okay, get to the win. Get to the win. Is there a win here? He had surgery last week. I had to take a day off work. I feel really, he just sent me some pictures and poor guy, like he, this is his first day. He's like taking off the bandage and the brace and he's like all bruised up. It's very sad.
I saw him last night at swim and he was like, it's hard to even like get changed in the morning.
Trust
I'm like,
me.
Oh
yeah.
buddy.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Rough.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. But he's doing well. He's doing well. But so this weekend, so he had surgery on Wednesday. He was kind of out of it Thursday, Friday, like the weekend. And so River and I find ourselves doing all of these things that normally, like,
he
to
would
be
do?
Honest, like, Brian would do. So, you know, it's, like, grass seed season or it's, like, lawn season here in North Carolina. So Brian was, like, it rained. Like, you know, he's, like, we need to do some, like, grass seed. And River and I were, like, reporting for duty.
We're on it.
Yeah. So we, like, took our, like, hoe and our yard tools, and Brian was, like, instructing us, like, you gotta dig a little deeper, but not too deep, you know? Like, you gotta just get in there, whatever, whatever. And I was like, I had no idea.
This is hilarious. Why did you not film this?
I'm sure our neighbors were like, there's
what
River,
is going on there?
Like, in her, like, you know, like, four-year-old River, like, out there, like, spreading. I gave her a pair of, like, gardening gloves. Like, she was very serious about it. Then we had to, like, water it. But, and so also, I mean, poor Brian, like, can't like dry off his back when he gets out of the shower, put lotion on. So like River's been like helping, like drying his back and like putting lotion on. And it's just been really, you know, we were talking about like all the stuff that like your partner or your husband does like behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Like normally I was like, well, how hard could this grass seed be? Like, just throw it out there. Right. He was like, no.
You have no idea what I do.
There's like a whole thing behind it.
So you're like, flip side, you're like appreciating how much your husband does and realizing that he does a lot more than you think he does.
I don't really know if I would go that far, Karen.
Throwing you a bone here, Brian.
No, so it's been good. And it's been really sweet and cute to watch River like
stepping up.
Be so sympathetic, and like stepping up and helping out. And just funny to watch her do all of these things.
We hope he gets better soon.
Turning lemons into lemonade, just like Karen does. There you go.
Well, it was funny. We both were at swim practice yesterday and we're like, look at us. Like, I'm limping along with a bum knee. Brian's limping along with like an arm in a sling. We're like, wow, we're just.
We should say that like the same surgeon that did Karen's knee.
Yes, same surgeon.
Did Brian's arm. So it's like, I feel like, I mean.
We should have gotten like a twofer.
I know. I wanted to be like, hello, sir. Yeah. Like, you have worked on everybody I know at this point. Like, so thank you for making
taking all of our money.
Thank you for making. Oh, I was going to say, thank you for making our community better.
That's
and
true
also
too.
Taking our
That's
money.
True too. He is a good surgeon. Yes, yes.
Okay.
Anyway, all right. We hope you all have a wonderful week. Don't get hurt. Don't break anything. Don't
Woo!
Don't pull a bicep. Don't tear an ACL.
We know a good guy.
Yeah. Let us know.
Bye, guys.
Ankle Moms, the podcast. Thanks for listening.